Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled Supporting Traumatized Refugee Children Through Music in Early Education and presented by Austin Pienaar Ermak. As a result of war and conflict around the world, many people are forced to flee their countries as refugees. The forced migration has adverse impacts on children such as depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and behavior problems. In this podcast, Austin Pienaar Ermak explores how early childhood educators can support the mental and emotional well-being of refugee children through singing and instrument play.
It was a Monday morning during music time in my classroom, and the students were listening to the song Happy Child Happy, Happy Mother Happy, Happy Father Happy, while dancing and swaying to the melody. Then I heard a knock on my classroom door. It was the assistant principal with a new student at his side. This 5-year-old child was a refugee who fled Syria. I welcomed him into the class while the other children were singing. Then I wondered, how can I include him in the group in his native language? I had no information about his background or previous traumatic experiences. And this was my first experience working with a refugee child. I didn't know where to start. I was a preschool teacher when this happened in 2014. Over the last 6 years, forced displacement has been at its highest rate worldwide, and countries all over the world are welcoming an increasing number of refugee children. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, there are 70.8 million individuals who have been forcibly displaced worldwide as a result of war, persecution, and conflict. Half of those people are children and youth below the age of 18. Those refugee children are at risk for a wide range of psychological problems, such as depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, aggression, and behavior problems. In addition to the effects of trauma, refugee children and their parents also experience challenges in adjusting to a new culture, language barriers, and discrimination. Teachers also have difficulties navigating forced displacement and its complexities. Because there is a lack of training and support for teachers with refugee children in their classrooms, the educational strategies and policies currently in place focus mainly on preparing refugee children for exams and teaching them the English language. There is little or no focus on the psychological well-being of refugee children and their parents. Knowing that refugee children are at high risk for developing many psychological problems, it's important to employ effective interventions to address their psychosocial needs. Unfortunately, most teachers are unsure of what strategies to use. Music activities are one way that teachers can help refugee children reduce anxiety and enhance emotional expression in the classroom. Refugee children can channel or redirect their emotions in a healthy and relaxing way through singing and playing instruments. As the teacher supports refugee children's performances, they feel accepted and accomplished. Also, some war-affected children might have lost hope and peace, but songs remind them of dreaming and happiness and fill them with hope. Agopian suggests several music strategies in his study using music in the classroom to help Syrian refugees deal with post-war trauma. One suggested strategy is singing. Singing facilitates deep breathing, which slows the heart rate, calms the nervous system, and reduces feelings of depression. When children sing their favorite songs, their stress level decreases. In addition, lullabies alleviate the stress and fear of refugee children through relaxing and soothing music. He also states that familiar songs may evoke pleasant memories and draw a smile upon the child's face. When working with refugee children and parents, language is often a barrier. However, music is a universal language that connects participants and offers a nonverbal form of communication that helps the refugee parents to engage with the wider community. Teachers can use percussion instruments like drums, tambourines, cymbals, maracas, and bells as they are accessible and familiar to children regardless of their language or culture. Increasing number of refugee children are entering our classroom. Educators need to find effective strategies and techniques to meet the needs of these children and their families. Music is already a daily part of early childhood classrooms and can be a good place to start for early childhood educators. Teachers can use parents and community resources to identify familiar songs and instruments and assist with pronunciation of music common in the child's song culture. Collaborating with a music therapist can be beneficial to design an individualized plan to address a particular child's unique needs. Together, we can create an environment supporting children who already went through so much in their young lives.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.